It's time for Community Matters here on this Monday, brought to you, as always, by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And our guest this morning, we continue our series and updating you on things that are related to COVID-19. But this one is a little bit, a lot more positive than some of the stuff we had to talk about last week. But we do what we have to do, and we are pleased to be joined by Heather Hartman, Metro County Community Development, Sun Valley Economic Development, to talk about a program to help area businesses. And Heather also updates you on some other things that might be available to folks in our area. Heather, how are you? Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Wade.
Well, let's start first of all with the program, the idea that you guys put together. It was a huge launch on Friday, and I know you guys were excited about it, and the response so far, from what I hear, has been tremendous.
It has been really good. And honestly, before we get too far, I'm going to tell you that this is between three entities, so I have some partners in this. Solomon Valley Community Foundation, which is Colleen Eberle, and then Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, which is Julia Raby. Because we're all practicing social distancing, they are not sitting around my dining room table with me this morning. Hopefully they're sitting around their dining room tables this morning. So you get me. Sorry, you get me today. But we heard about this program from one of our Solomon Valley Community Foundation board members. They saw something similar in another community in Kansas, and they sent it to us. And so we checked it out, and we made some phone calls to the other community, and we got together, and we just thought it was something we wanted to try here. So the program is called Mitchell County Strong, and you can find it at mitchellcountystrong.com. It has its own website. And what it is a buy one, give one. And you're exactly right. We wanted to try and find something a little positive and a little more uplifting in these crazy times. So we really wanted to find a way to support our businesses and also support our community. So the program works like this. If you buy a gift card to one of our local businesses, we will match it with some grocery assistance for a family in need. And what we really wanted was to figure out ways to put money back into our economy and our community as quickly as possible. We all know there's some money coming down from the state, and hopefully there's some money coming down from the feds, and it's going to take some time, and we wanted something that was a little quicker that we could, send it right back out into our community. And we know this isn't money enough that's going to, you know, make this huge difference, but it's definitely took off a little more than we thought. So we did launch it on Friday at 10 a.m., and right now, I can give you a drum roll. Right now, there's $11,225 that's been raised in gift cards. So 11 grand, which is crazy if you ask me, because that's happened in less than 3 days. So we did it on Friday at 10 a.m. It took off. It took off yesterday and Saturday, too. So we're hoping we're going to continue to see that grow. There were a few happy tears and a lot of happy dances happening around our place when those numbers just kept rolling in. So,
well, it means you're making a difference and a positive difference in that. And I have the website pulled up here, MitchellCountyStrong.com. You click on a tab, you can shop. The businesses have registered to be in this program. Let's start there. If you're a business that maybe isn't aware of the program or haven't had a chance, they can still register to be a part of this, right?
Absolutely. Please register. We reached out to as many as we could, and we tried to get them on there as quickly as we could. We really only started putting businesses on last Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday. So this is kind of what we've done, what Colleen has done. Colleen is definitely our webmaster, and so what she's done to do all this for us. But it's pretty easy. You really only have to live in Mitchell County. Your business has to be located in Mitchell County. And that's really it. It says that you need to be able to sell or accept gift certificates or gift cards. Let me tell you, we figured a way around that, too. So we really just want you to be a Mitchell County business. You enroll your program. You enroll your business. There's some information there we need, some tax information. If we pay you over a certain threshold, that we need those numbers. But how we pay you, who gets those checks, and just some acknowledgement that you're going to know there might be a little delay, but we are going to cut some checks today. So if you are a business that is located in Mitchell County, please get on there or give us a call. If you have trouble getting on to list your business, but get on and try and list your business, because it just makes more opportunity for people to shop.
And then, of course, the biggest part, there's two huge parts to this. The one, of course, is right. Supporting your local business, but the other is to help those that are in need. If somebody is in need and needs some help because of all the circumstances caused by COVID-19, they can apply at the website as well, right?
Absolutely. So we have some grocery assistance dollars. Because we really wanted to get it kicked off really quickly, the Lloyd Area Chamber of Commerce stepped up and said that they would provide some grocery assistance dollars. We're seeking some other dollars for that program because the match has just really taken off. But if you are a person who is in need, same way, we really want pretty much anybody to be eligible. So you have to have a reduction in wage due to recent job status change, which is pretty much everyone. And we want to know how many individuals are in your household. And then we have some nonprofits that we're working with that are going to help us review those. So we have several nonprofits that we're using, including the Lloyd Ministerial Association, and we've talked to Boost, and we've talked to Heart Choices, and those are just the ones that we hit up quickly, and we're welcoming other information from other nonprofits. But once they fill those out, we'll try and get those checks out. We're trying to do them weekly. We're going to kind of see how this works, but our goal is to at least have them out once a week. They can pick which grocery store or Dollar General that they want that to be available to. So the ones that we're working with are Ray's Apple Market, Tipton Grocery, and then Dollar General in Beloit and Cocker City. We will mail a gift card or a gift certificate to them, and then they can take that directly to the grocery store.
Heather Hartman is with us talking about Mitchell County Strong. You can go online. It's pretty simple, mitchellcountystrong.com. You can add your business to this list, register, or if you need assistance as a family or person in need, you can apply there as well. If people have problems or don't have access to a computer, you mentioned that they can call. What would be the best number to call?
Yep, so you can call underneath the Become a Partner page or one of those pages. I'm going to give you some numbers. So I'll do mine first. So mine's 785-738-7336, and I'd be a pretty good resource for both of those ends. And then the Chamber of Commerce and Solomon Valley Community Foundation are both listed under the resource page. Yep, under the resource page. So all of our numbers are on that last page through there.
All right, so go ahead.
Nope, one more thing. We are, again, looking for partners. This is probably phase one of this program. We've got a couple of phases that'll come out of that. One of them would be to be able to help our nonprofits more. So we are in the process of setting up a disaster relief fund through our community foundation. So that would be one. And then two, Solomon Valley Economic Development, we're hoping can find some ways to get some dollars back into the community and directly into our businesses a little quicker, too. So there is a partner page on there. If you're interested in becoming a partner with us, please let us know.
Heather Hartman, Mitchell County Community Development, Solomon Valley Economic Development. I always say both just to be safe, so I have it all covered.
That's
with Heather.
Good.
Heather is our guest today on Community Matters. Now, you guys did a great job of putting together on the fly a business resource Facebook page, Mitchell County Business Resource, which has been a good place to go to gather information, in particular, obviously, for businesses. What can you tell us about what else is available out there, because there were some funds available in different ways, and some of those funds have run out, and I know obviously you guys probably anticipate some of that, and that was part of the thinking behind Mitchell County Strong as well. But what else can you share with business owners out there in regards to what might also be available to them?
Right. So yes, the business page, if you are a Facebook user, please get on, and you're a business owner. We really are limiting that to business owners or managers, just because it's a nice place where the businesses can share with each other also, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I'm going to do this. And we want to provide kind of a safe environment for them to do that. The ones you were talking about, yes, there was some hospitality, she called it the HIRE program that the governor announced, and we were thrilled to see that come down. And I pushed that out as the governor was giving her conference and sent it to all of our people. And I did have some people in hospitality industry go ahead and fill those out very quickly. And those funds were gone within 48 hours, so it happened very fast. I'm still telling people to apply for that because you never know what could also come down. Small Business Administration, obviously, that was through the Families First and the legislation on the federal level. That all got finally passed on Friday. Same way, we're telling people to apply. At least get your application in there so that we can see what will come down. We have a couple other programs, not only through Mitchell County Strong, but we've applied a couple other places for some, I would say, more local support. Regional, mm-hmm. Regional support, sure. Hint, hint. So that maybe we could have some more regional support that would possibly show up. So we're trying. We really are. I encourage people to call me. One of the biggest things that employers are struggling with is unemployment. That's not something we've had to deal with. You know that, yeah. As someone who's been trying to hire someone.
Right.
That's not something our community or really the state of Kansas has had to deal with. So we're kind of learning our way through that. And I just respect the business owners so much because they are truly trying to take care of their people. And I know that that's heartbreaking for them and really hard to try and figure out how to continue to run their business and take care of their employees and still serve the customers. So I encourage people to call. I don't have all the answers, but I kind of have a few directions I can send people because it's unprecedented waters for sure for all of us. So
yeah, it is. The recent news, of course, came out over the weekend. We had on news here this morning, and that was Governor Kelly, the stay-at-home order for the state of Kansas, now one of 22 states with that, and I'm sure there'll be other states to follow. It is a little bit, I don't want to say necessarily confusing, but it is tough to sort it all out. And I've talked with a couple people since this has happened. I've talked to one business owner, and he said that he's talked with folks in another town, and they said basically they're doing, nothing's really changed too much. They're already doing, in essence, that curbside delivery or this or whatever, and their lobbies were closed. What can you do to kind of clarify the best that you can based on what you know in regards to the stay-at-home order, in regards to, they say, essential businesses? And I think that's very, very, very gray, because essential services to some are different to others, you know?
Right, absolutely. And I don't really like the title essential business. I feel like every business
I
we
agree
have
with you.
Is essential. So,
I agree.
And when they call me, that's one of the first things I say is, I believe you're essential, so let's talk this through. And I have. I've had several that have called me, and we've talked through some specifics. Obviously, anything ag, technology, education, medical, those are all considered essential. I feel like, because we have some pretty excellent leaders in this community, I feel like they've done a really good job of getting that information out to us. The health department has done an amazing job. So I felt like we were kind of already to that point. You know, we had taken down our mass gatherings. We really were closing up our lobbies. We were already doing curbside. I feel like we were kind of a leader in that area. So I don't see a whole lot changing. People had already really figured out other ways to do their business. We weren't letting people, you know, shop in our local hardware stores, and we were trying to, you know, do that through the parking lot. So I kind of see that. Mostly what I'm telling people is just consider yourself and others that are possibly infected, and so just continue to be safe. There are ways that you can deem your business essential. She's got a form on the governor's got a form out there that will allow you to do that. I don't see a whole lot of changes. I probably see more, you know, traffic changes. There won't be as many people downtown or out and around. It was more of a kind of a startle effect for people. You know, my phone, probably like many others, started to blow up as soon as that conference was over. People are scared and trying to figure out their way. And, you know, I feel like we're pretty smart out here, and we can continue to keep ourselves safe. So I'm telling people to continue to do what you're doing and really just be safe as you're doing it.
All right, Mitchell County Strong, we'll give you the last word here. Once again, how can people go to that and explain it in a nutshell in case somebody just tuned in right now?
All right. So our program is called Mitchell County Strong. The website is mitchellcountystrong.com. Especially now with the stay-home order, I feel like it's important that we continue to support those businesses that we love and those businesses that have supported us through all of our nonprofit things that we've done. So we made a one-stop shop for people, so you can do it from the comfort of your own home. It's buy one, give one, so you can get on and shop all of our local businesses. You can buy a gift card. It is a secure site, so you can buy a gift card. It'll print you out a receipt. And we're kind of asking that you take 72 hours before you go and shop at that business. Or in this case, if there's businesses that are temporarily closed, as soon as they open, you can go out and shop those businesses. And then on the other side of that program, we're going to do Give One. So we have some grocery assistance dollars that are available to help families in need. And so there's an application on there where you can fill that out, and we'll help a local family with some local grocery assistance. So Raise, Tipton Grocery, and the Dollar Generals. If you want to become a partner with us, we are really looking for partners to help us through this, because the program really blew up, and we are thrilled about that. Again, we're sitting at $11,225 that was spent on gift cards. That's just gift cards. That's not the matching dollars. So our community supported our businesses with $11,000 over 3 days, and we think that's pretty incredible. So if you want to be a partner with us, there's a way on the website where you can send us some information, and we'll give you a call.
Heather Hartman, Mitchell County Community Development, Sun Valley Economic Development. Heather, thanks for everything that you are doing. Also, Julia and Colleen that are listening and everybody that has helped with this program. You have to be proactive in these situations the best that you can. It's not something that we planned on doing, certainly a few weeks ago, a few months ago. It's unprecedented times, but it takes good people to do good things for people, and I think that's what we're doing here in North Central Kansas. So I applaud you and everybody else on this program.
Well, thank you, Wade. Thanks for the time. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Heather Hartman, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. It's